Will.
This is what I mean why the window's not closing.
Are you 100% sold on Brock Purdy as your franchise quarterback? Who says yes? Who says no? Okay.
Wow.
That's about 99 to 1.
Two of you put your hands up and didn't make any noise. That's cowardly. You got to make some noise.
There was nobody there that didn't think he was a franchise quarterback.
And I'm not here to tell you that's
exactly
wrong.
Exactly. Ain't no window shutting when you've just found your franchise quarterback.
But see, this is what
that's
makes
hope.
Me want a radio
that's
wrestle
hope,
you.
Baby.
Because I don't tell you sometimes mm-hmm. you have a provocative thought and I'll leave here thinking like, damn, Stoney might have been onto something. Mm-hmm. You told me yesterday it was okay for them to lose. You didn't say it like that.
I never say that.
Because Mahomes, you went name recognition.
Yeah.
Purdy
yeah.
and Mahomes.
Yeah.
So I don't ever want to feel like I'm not in the game because of the last name on the jersey.
Well, the minute they pay him 50, it doesn't matter anymore.
But I think we're already there. He took him to the NFC Championship, got knocked out of that game, and then came back with a brand new arm, elbow, and had him. They had their ass. Let him off the hook.
But I again.
Like, I think he's ready.
Who?
Purdy can.
Well, then why are we worried about do or die
the other
this
factor, because you might lose Debo. You might lose Ayuk. You're going to, remember you said it, you get the finances.
But they have their quarterback, the most important position in sports.
Okay, real quick here.
And Kyle's never had
Bills
one.
The Bills have had their quarterback. Guess what, Stoney? For whatever reason, they haven't won.
What
Dak
is it,
Prescott,
what does it ensure?
They have their quarterback or had it for 8 years.
But Josh Allen's
anything.
Been to the playoffs. How many years out of how many years?
We're talking about winning the bling,
Stoney. Well, you
got
to get to the playoffs first.
Josh Allen and Dak have it, and Lamar haven't even got to the Super Bowl.
You have to get to the playoffs before you get to the Super Bowl, and if you have one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, chances are you're going to make the playoffs.
Unless your name is or your team is coached by Kyle Shanahan, the great.
What do you mean?
Who's taking the likes of Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy as a youngster to that stage.
So all the better if you think you finally have the best quarterback that Kyle Shanahan's been able to coach since he's been here.
So you won't put Purdy in the category I'm trying to sell to you until they break him off that change. Then you think things change in regard to now you got to go do it, kid.
No, to me it's not that hard. So Brock Purdy's a 7th round pick. He's not expected to play. He's thrust into the lineup. And now, a year and a half later, we're like, wow, this guy's good quarterback. Well, he's still incredibly young.
Yes, no doubt.
Okay. So, he didn't win a Super Bowl at 23. He got beat by one of the masters at the game. The team lost to all that stuff. It's not Purdy's fault, but he was a 23-year-old quarterback who got beat by one of the greats. Okay, how good is he? He's so good, we feel, we're going to make him our franchise quarterback. We're going to pay him big quarterback money.
Right.
Okay. So, to me, if you make that decision to pay Purdy, then you believe you have one of the quarterbacks in the NFL capable of getting his team to the playoffs year in and year out, and then trying to make a run each and every year. I mean, you have, do you have your Justin Herbert? Do you have your, Jordan Love, even though he hasn't done anything?
I believe they do.
Okay. Well, then the future should be hella bright.
Yeah.
Filmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Filmo Mike?
AT&T.
Stoney, what you know about hella bright?
Wow. I'm from Oakland, man. What's it to you?
From the town now? Okay. Town business Stoney. I love it.
Man.
Hey, though.
Give it to
okay.
me.
Okay, give me a one. Nah, but you gotta feel it, Stoney. You gotta go back into your inner bait, your inner 13-year-old, your inner 17-year-old when you was admiring Larry Bird, man. Like, there's some people's identity. Don't Guru got a friend named 49 and Frankie?
Yes.
Come on, bruh. People identify themselves with their football team. And you know what it is, Stoney? It's nothing like going out of state and repping your team, man. Ooh. When you rep your team out of state, I'm not talking Vegas. I'm talking Bonte was in the trenches last week. all in Philadelphia. They knew what was up. They knew, they like, when you wear your jersey in a place like that, you wear your hat, you know what you're doing. You signifying the funk in a sports way. So it turned up, man. So people get juiced, and they want the Niners to pull through so much and so bad. When I give up that 73-win season. But if it's something that I really, really cared about, if I really, really cared about something, I would probably say, man, I'm not finna give them none of my sports memories, man, good or bad. The Niners just gotta win it, man.
Here's the question.
They just gotta win it.
Philmo, would you give up the Wash Your Back podcast for a Super Bowl?
Hell yeah, because I'm going to wash my back regardless every day.
I love it, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you. Yeah. I will never get over. I'm being real. Let's just say they walk me out of here today and we're done. Mm-hmm. Well, me, you stay.
I'm out.
I will never get over that video of Shasky and Bonte walking into Philly with their Niner gear on and the other Niner fans that were with them. Yeah. Stoney, it was gang warfare. It was like what I deem Pelican Bay. Have you ever seen Oz that used to air on HBO? Okay. It was like
have
that.
Have you ever been to Pelican Bay?
No.
I have. What? It's not like what Pelican Bay. I've been to Pelican Bay.
Why?
Because I had a relationship with somebody who had clients there. Let's just put it that way. I've been to Pelican Bay.
What'd you see?
It's, you know, you ever get outside of prison? It's just kind of weird. Like, it's scary.
Hello?
Yeah. What are you squinting at?
You made it sound like it was a conjugal visit. What are you talking about?
No, I had a lawyer friend who had a client there.
And you went with him?
Yeah, her.
Okay, and to do what?
Hang out. See the prison? See the prison?
I'm not laughing.
Hey, you know what? I do want to address this, because this guy's right, or woman, 707. Steiny, why are you bringing up Herbert and Love? They haven't done a fraction of what Brock has.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my... I'm going to use some other names then, because I think you're right. Why would this be the do-or-die season when all indications are you have your Lamar Jackson, you have your Josh Allen, you have your Joe Burrow, and you have your, let's say, well, I'll leave Stafford out of there because he won.
Say Goff.
Goff.
Now, you just... Like, you hit it on the head.
All those teams are good every year.
But none of them have won.
Right.
But they get there.
Oh, okay.
But see, Steiny, that's what this is about. The fundamentally difference of this conversation is just getting there is becoming old hat. I'm not saying Niner fan doesn't want to get there. But no, Steiny, it's about, come on.
But you
I got to lose my virginity.
No, Goo. What I'm saying is,
oh, boy.
Lamar Jackson, okay, he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Right.
But he ensures that the Baltimore Ravens are going to be good every year.
But will you give me this?
So that's
right
the
now,
first
the questions
step.
Are being asked about Lamar and this regime.
That's fine.
Are they ever going to do it?
Well, there's
and the Niners
only
have
been like
closer
four
than
winning
those teams.
That's right. But I think you're missing my point. My point is, I'm not saying you sign Purdy, you're going to win a Super Bowl. I'm saying if you have found your franchise quarterback, that means you are going to be good for a while. And if you are good for a while, it means you'll have a chance year in and year out, just like the Niners have the last 5 years. So I just want somebody to explain to me how if Purdy is the man, if he is the man,
gotcha.
And we all want to win a Super Bowl. But why, somebody tell me why this would be the do or die year, the make or break year, the we have to get it done this year or else, when you have just found a 23-year-old quarterback that you feel is in the same conversation as an Allen, as a Burrow, as a Jackson, as a Stafford or Goff, four or five guys who have now played on teams that are perennial playoff teams year in and year out. Like, I would think that if you make that commitment to Purdy and he's like these guys, pencil in 10 wins a year. Pencil in 10 wins a year, and sometimes maybe it'll be 14 one year.
But the whole thing is about a parade. And
I get that, too. But you don't just get a Super Bowl. What I'm saying is I see a pathway with Brock Purdy that the 49ers can stay relevant and continue knocking on the door till 2030 with Brock Purdy, if he is one of these guys. And then we got John Lynch, who's built a pretty good team over the last 7 or 8 years. I'm just asking 49er fans kind of why this has to be the year when you do have one of the youngest quarterbacks and one of the brightest young quarterbacks in the league.
Oh, let me just take a stab at it. Would you give?
You sit in traffic now, but later there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Give me this. We know Brock is about to get paid, rightfully so. Steiny, when they ink that deal, would you look at me and say, Guru, you're not crazy to assume money might be a little tight now.
No doubt.
Trent Williams probably has 2 to 3 years left. And you want to win it with this current roster because they've been here for a while. So that's why I'm not sitting here telling you it's do or die. I'm not that dumb. But the bottom line is I know there is a file, not on Kyle, just on this team, if they're going to cash in their greatness. And I don't think there's outside of the Buffalo Bills, another team in recent memory that's gotten this close to the game and then to the NFC Championship game. That's all.
See, this is from Arn 707, and this is the kind of fan I am. The window's not closing. They've already shown that they can get to the Super Bowl with a different group of players.
All right.
Okay, so they've been to 2 Super Bowls in 5 years,
yep.
And now what they know is they don't, like, nobody talked about Brock Purdy this training camp. There aren't concerns, for the most part, about Brock Purdy. I think most 49er fans, from what they've seen the last 20, 25 games, or last year and a half, they think he is damn good. And I've said this all along, you know, when he goes from 1 million to 40 or 50 or whatever it is, that's going to change things. But hasn't this regime shown that they can build a team? And what I'm getting at is they've built teams that have been successful without having a franchise quarterback. And now they have one, it looks like. So I would think that the future looks extremely bright for the Niners, for a team that, you know what, they're going to be pretty good for a while.
Yeah.
If Purdy's the real deal. Yeah.
And I'll take him out of this just for the simple fact that, hey, whatever you want to deem franchise quarterbacks, Donnie, you can do that. But the bottom line is what I do know, since 2019, different quarterback, different players, different running back, same head coach, different defensive coordinator, but losing the NFC Championship game, lose the Super Bowl that you were in. Lose the NFC Championship game, lose the Super Bowl you were in. It's like a pattern, even with different names. Those are facts.
I get that. Yeah. But if Brock Purdy is one of the best quarterbacks in football, then you're going to be good for the next 5-10 years. Right. And so that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I don't understand.
Like, nobody's fighting you on
that. He's 23.
Yeah, but
24,
what I didn't hear from you, partner, is are you going to win a Super Bowl?
Because
that's what this is about.
I can't make that promise or make that prediction.
But what people are rebuking.
So you wouldn't take, you scoff at the notion that Brock Purdy as a franchise quarterback doesn't give this team a good shot year in and year out.
I'd be an idiot. My point is, this team has not won a Super Bowl.
Right.
And since 1994.
Okay.
Just think about that.
Okay.
That's a long-ass time.
Right. 30 years.
Okay, there are no guarantees.
Right.
And why Niner fans are not saying you're wrong. I believe they've gotten close three times, and it's not just okay to say, hey, we're getting there. So
I'm not saying it's okay.
Don't hurt as much. It's perspective.
What? I get it. I feel like we're going in circles. Yeah. Like, I can't, nobody can promise anybody a Super Bowl title.
Right.
Nobody. So what's the next best thing? It's to be there year in and year out.
But you ask, why does everybody bring up the past? The past is something that they'll never forget because it ended in victory. It ended 1994 and the Joe Montana. That's why fans go back to the good times when they had a parade, when they won. It's not an indictment on the current regime, Stani. They're memories. Just like Mike talked about, you can never take those away. And if you're getting blue balls here in the last
decade. Nobody's saying that nobody wants the, like, every, I get it. Everybody wants the Niners to win a title. But you don't just get given those.
Well, and they haven't.
We've got a regime here that has put together four NFC championships in 5 years without a stable quarterback position.
Disrespectful to Jimmy, but go.
Isn't he here?
Well, he flamed out.
Okay.
But he flamed up to where he got you to an NFC championship game and a Super Bowl, minutes away from a victory. So when we talk about him like he's just mincemeat,
Purdy's better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Right?
Yeah.
So you got Brock Purdy. It's like, hey, you got your Josh Allen.
Just a quick update, guys. Yeah. Steve Weish will join us at 11:40.
Okay. 11:40.
Just let me know.
Okay.
NFL Network, chief NFL reporter.
Thank you.
11:40.
Steve Weish.
Stani, I hope you understand what people are saying.
John Sally.
And you're not wrong.
No, I know I'm not wrong. You're wrong.
No.
I'm kidding.
No, I know. But
listen, there. I don't think
you know what this is about. Can I just tell you what I really think this is about? Yeah. If they say, "Goo, you got 1 minute left."
Yeah.
So get it out your pie hole now. Stani, you're missing the component of being a fan. So when you say the ride and getting there is good and it should suffice a diehard, it doesn't.
Nobody is saying that what the 49ers have done suffices for a chip. Fine. Okay. You can't change the past. You can't. You got beat in the Super Bowl last year. All I'm saying is the idea that this year has to be the year. Okay. It's probably your best shot or your second best shot to win it. But if Brock Purdy is the real deal, I also believe it's very possible that the window might be wider in 2 years if they have to redo this team. Like that's what I'm saying. It's like I've seen Shanahan and Lynch build kind of two iterations of a team that went to a Super Bowl. And they went to two different Super Bowls with two different quarterbacks. It looks like they're going to have the same quarterback, somebody they love and think is damn good for the foreseeable future. So what I'm saying is, yeah, you want to win it this year. Of course you want to win it this year. But bigger than that, 2025 to 2030, looks like we're going to be pretty good if Brock Purdy's just like all these guys that I've listed.
Right. And, okay, with that said, but how would you look at 2020 to 2025? Wouldn't you be like, you know what? We had a good run, but we didn't get it done.
Right. And what I would say is give me five more years like that, and we'll win one. But you have to get to the playoffs first every single year. And I think, and this is where Kyle Shanahan comes in, and this is where I think that some people miss the boat on Shanahan. Mm-hmm. I believe that Shanahan is the kind of coach who, if he's got a quarterback like Purdy or a big boy, it's like, you're going to be in the mix every year, every single year, if you can, if he's healthy, at least That's what it looks like to me that these guys can do. And I'm talking about Lynch and Shanahan. So, yes, you want to win a Super Bowl this year. But what I'm saying is it's better than that because you guys are set up, the Niners, to be good for a while. It doesn't change the urgency. You still want to win a Super Bowl. I get it. But I'm here to say, aren't we excited about, we're excited about this year, but aren't we also excited for the next 4 or 5 years and see what Purdy turns into?
Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying.
And that's predicated on him. And I would bet he's going to have a good year. But, Stoney, what if he doesn't? Then what are we looking at?
Well, you could say that for anybody.
Because Jimmy looked promising at the start and got him to the Super Bowl. And then we found out all his flaws and his inability to stay healthy.
I mean, you could say that about anybody. I'm just saying if the 49ers decide Purdy's their franchise quarterback and he's as good as he's looked the last couple of years, they've got action.
Right.
And maybe it'll look a little different, but I know what's going on here. It feels like you're not really that confident about Purdy.
Oh, no. I mean, the biggest flex is the Jimmy Garoppolo era under Kyle Shanahan. And to me, I thought Brock Purdy might have been a bigger flex, but nah, Stoney, watching Jimmy just, do what he's doing in Vegas and kind of telling on himself, now he's with the Rams, it was like, wow, what a job Kyle did. And I think, and I've already told you and the listeners, I think Purdy's better than Jimmy at this stage, okay? But we're talking about winning a chip, and Bonte brought this up at the, I know we're up against it, Stoney, just how history would have been altered, and I got to get past this.
Had
the Niners won one of those Super Bowls or won both, how would we be looking at Mahomes and Andy Reid?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.